Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Okay, so a thing we like to do around here, we look at this day in history and mix in some birthdays. We call it this or that. Anyway, 55 years ago on this day in 19... What do you want me to say?
No, hey, no, it's all good.
Listen, our budgets have been cut around here.
There's no intros.
You want me to... this or that? Here we go. 55 years ago in 1964, Ford unveiled its newest model, the Mustang. So the Mustang... or the Corvette? This or that? Mustang or the Corvette?
There's something about a car when it's achievable that I don't like. So I'm going to say Corvette. Corvettes have always seemed out of reach for me. But you know
the one I love now is the Camaro. I like the Camaro, the new Camaros they've got.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are beautiful. But I like the Mustang. Who's got
I like the Mustangs.
Yeah,
too.
I do too. Okay. 37 years ago on this day in 1982, Toto's massive hit Rosanna entered the chart at 81, would soon work its way up to number 1.
Yeah.
So, this or that? Rosanna or Africa? Better Toto song.
Rosanna all day, every
Don't
day.
Scoff at Africa.
Africa is, it's too obvious.
Hey, you started this by talking about rain. Rains down in Africa.
Yeah, well, it's Regina.
Oh, okay.
And we're about Rosanna.
Okay. good song. Yeah. Jennifer Garner, it's her birthday today. Huh? She's 47. Yeah. So who is the...
She looks good for 47.
Yeah, she does look good for 47. Who
she
is
looks
the,
good for 37.
or 27.
Yeah.
Who's the better Jennifer in terms of Ben Affleck's exes? By the way, how does he score Jennifer Garner and Jennifer Lopez?
Yeah.
Who's better, Jennifer Garner in your mind or Jennifer Lopez? J-Lo or Garner?
I saw a recent video Jennifer Lopez put out of her dancing. I'm going Jennifer Lopez.
I'm going Garner because I think Garner would be the type that you could actually live with. I don't think there's enough.
I don't think you could live with either of them.
Oh, I think Garner you could. She kind of has a girl next door. Lopez, I don't know. Would you find her for all the mirrors? I don't know.
Maybe there's a reason Ben Affleck's no longer with either of them.
Maybe. And Jan Hammer is 71. He's the Czechoslovakian composer of the theme to Miami Vice, the 80s, you know, Crockett and Tubbs.
I love how all of these are still very relevant. But carry
on. Miami Vice, that's a class.
Okay. Yeah.
Anyway, what's the better 80s theme song? Miami Vice or Magnum P.I.?
I think the Miami Vice theme was a hit, though.
It was a hit. It was a number one hit.
Right, and the Magnum P.I. theme.
No, but which one do you like better?
Oh, Magnum, because it's Thomas Magnum, and I'm afraid his mustache will murder me in the night. So,
Chad and Ballsy. Daily.
We need your help when it comes to picking the music here on our station. It's called the Music Survey. You can find it at thewolfrocks.com. Brought to you by Leon's Furniture Regina. It takes a while to get through, but you could get $1,000 if you do. It takes, I think they said about an hour and a half.
Yeah, but I mean, people always call in and say, hey, why do you play that song? Why don't you play this song? What's your chance to dictate how the music is played around here? Chad and I have no say. You do. We don't.
Yeah, we've been wanting to play Gordon Lightfoot for years, and they've always shut us down.
Do you remember when we had Right Said Fred on the station?
I do.
And then all of a sudden it was gone.
Yeah, well, it was very depressing because...
Yeah, yeah.
You mean when he was a DJ doing overnights?
Because that's right. Yeah, that's what I meant, yeah.
Both of them in their mesh shirts. If you don't know who Right Said Fred is, kids,
Google image. Yeah, yeah.
Queen City Rocks is coming up tomorrow night, the finale. This is a big one.
That's right, and it's right before Good Friday, so you can party all night long.
So this is Great Thursday, then?
No, Holy Thursday, in my opinion. It's nice. It's going to be a holy good time. Holy good time. Holy cow, what a good time.
Holy, Chad, put your shirt back on.
Holy cow, what a good time. It's going to be a good time.
Weapons, Dag and Harding Band, Satisfaction Overload, and Dead Levy. Four bands all vying for the chance to win a huge prize pack, courtesy of our sponsors, Jim Beam, Longa McQuaid, The Exchange... Also, Wes at Kamiki Picks Photography and District Brewing Company on board, too. So, this is always a lot of fun. Tomorrow's a big one. So, if you haven't been to one all year for some reason, this is the chance to see the best of the best.
And get out and cheer them on, because that's part of the judging aspect of this thing. It's the band's interaction with the crowd. So, if the crowd's behind the band's into it more, and that band might have a chance to win.
Yeah, and get there early and buy some highly flammable band merchandise.
Do they have that stuff?
Sure, the band set up their merch.
Well, that's cool.
But it is, again, like I've warned you, very flammable.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Okay, so I was kind of getting mad at my son because he went over data.
Yeah, no, let me explain it. So the other morning, you're sitting here, you're on your phone, and you're going, Is your data not working? I go, no, my phone's fine. Everything seems to be okay.
Yeah.
Why can't I get anything on my phone? Oh, Ethan went over on his data, and now here I am without any.
Because we shared, me and the two kids.
Yep.
So anyway, I phoned SaskTel, and apparently I went over my data. So it's like, what? How did I go over my data? I never go over my, like, not even close.
Yeah.
What did I do? And then I remembered. I watched an interview with the Honky Tonk Man. You know, Honky Tonk?
Like on YouTube?
I'm the Honky Tonk Man. I'm goo. I'm gaga. I'm bad. But, yeah, that guy, the wrestler with the long
sideburns.
Was
it long?
Yeah, 3 hours.
On data?
I watched it in 2 days. Yeah.
Why didn't you watch it on Wi-Fi?
I should have at home. I don't know why, but
where were you watching this Honky Tonk Man interview out and about?
When I was
like just sitting in your car?
Yeah, at the car. I did over 3 days. And here's
I
the
think
thing.
You were watching Hanky Panky.
No. But I'm going to tell you this. I will tell you this. What's sad about this is I never spent $50 to watch Honky Tonk Man on a pay-per-view in wrestling, but I watched a behind-the-scenes interview, and it cost me $50 in frickin' data charges.
That's not
the Honky Tonk Man.
You're
Wayne
an adult.
Ferris.
You're an adult, sir.
Not really, I guess.
That is a move that a teenager pulls. So
a teenager.
And by the way, your son went over on data, but I guarantee you he did not go over on data because he was watching Honky Tonk Man.
That isn't a teenager move for somebody in 1987, even. What was I doing?
What's your I'm supposed to be an adult moment? I think we've all kind of had those. 936 Wolf.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Justin Fisher says, I'm getting so excited for Avengers Endgame that I cry during the trailers and TV spots. Calvin Russell, I have a rather large Transformer collection. I'll drop large amounts of money on them if they're awesome, even if I can't afford a new one.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
So I was at the grocery store yesterday and I saw a giant bag of mini eggs and I thought to myself,
Chad, you should eat those.
I could go home and eat those on the couch and nobody would even know. You know, I could sit there and watch the ball game eating a giant bag of mini eggs.
Did you do that?
No, because I've Wilfred Brimley was whispering in my ear diabetes the whole time and I was like,
gotta die somehow.
I suppose you do have to go somehow. You're right. Why am I taking the wimp's way out?
Yeah.
I should look fear right in the eye.
Go hard or go home.
Look it right in the eye while I still have vision.
Yeah.
We're talking about your moments. Matthew Whitman, very similar to me, buying 5 pounds of chocolate-covered raisins and eating half in the first sitting. 2.5 pounds of chocolate
raisins are gross to begin with. Oh, man.
How did that work out in the end?
Trevor, he's still alive, apparently. Trevor Buck, Texas at 936 Wolf. I get jealous of my son playing his Nintendo Switch and want to ground him so that I could play it. I like it, Trevor.
I get that. Tracy Brown, a lot of it has to do with candy.
Yeah.
I guess that's the thing. I regularly go to our local convenience store and buy bags of bulk 5-cent candies. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, being an adult is buying the candies and being fine with them being in your cupboard.
Mm-hmm.
Being a child is like me when it's like, they're in the cupboard, and if I don't get rid of them in the next hour, this whole house is going to go up in flames.
Yeah.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Hey.
How are you? Hey, Wes. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay. I'm sorry, did we interrupt you, Wes?
Are you stretching your back out or what?
Yeah, I'm sitting down. Sorry about that.
How about your penguins, huh?
That's cool, eh? Sorry, Ballsy, I had to put that comment in there.
I don't care. I'm not. I like Crosby, but I'm not sad he's out. I'd like to see somebody new there. I like Eberle.
Yeah, exactly. But going back to the golden goal all the time, it's like saying Henderson was the best guy in the 72 series.
It was Chad that was talking golden goal. I'm way past the golden goal. We're now into the golden poop here. We want to see if these chicks will crap on a bingo card. Have you ever seen baby chicks crap on a bingo card, Wes?
No. I've seen baby chicks crapping.
Yeah. Well, good for you.
Yeah, it's good for you. You're a worldly man, Wes. A worldly man. You've been everywhere.
Let me see. So I know Wes. Yeah. Wes has seen the pyramids.
Yes.
But he's also seen chicks poop.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's good. Hey, say every time you say that, you have to say baby. You can't just say chicks.
I know. Well, listen. I know. Okay. Believe me, we've had meetings. We've had several.
Anyway,
meetings.
Wes, you're in luck, I guess.
Yeah. Perfect. I'm gonna give you square number 33. So hopefully the baby chicks poop on your square tomorrow, as we will.
Perfect.
We'll live stream this on Facebook,
yeah,
too, starting at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Facebook Live, as the kids say.
Hey, yeah. I got to win. I had to come up 33 Highway from my home, and when I was a kid, I lived, my part of my address is 33. You know,
what was your prisoner number?
One.
All right, so you could win this courtesy of our friends at Regina Mazda, a great prize pack, including stay in Saskatoon at the Delta Saskatoon downtown, a $250 gas card from Sherwood Co-op, and of course, those tickets to go see Godsmack and Volbeat. Wes, I know you're always very good with that wolf howl. Can you wrap it up?
Ooga!
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Queen City Rocks is tomorrow night at the Exchange. Weapons, Dagen Harding Band, Satisfaction Overload, and Dead Levy all vying for the big prize package. And Ballsy, are you going to get up there and perform too? Are you going to sing
a
little song?
Yes, I'm going to sing the Honky Tonk Man song.
Yeah, yeah, good.
Come on, give me some background here.
I think you'd win.
I'm the Honky Tonk Man.
Yeah.
I'm cool. I'm cocky. I'm bad. Yeah.
And I think all these bands should be thankful you're not performing.
Yeah, Weapons, Dagen Harding Band, Satisfaction Overload, and Dead Levy. I am the true talent.
I got a long side verse in my hair slick band. I'm coming to your town in my plain Cadillac. He's a Honky Tonk Man.
He's a Honky Tonk Man.
I'm the Honky Tonk Man.
He's a Honky Tonk Man.
I'm the Honky Tonk Man. I'm cool. I'm cocky. I'm bad.
Well, it's a duet now.
Okay, we're winners.
Queen City Rocks tomorrow night at the Exchange. Thank you to all of our sponsors for supplying a lovely prize pack.
Yeah.
Long & McQuaid, they've got great guitars, even for smashing. It's up to you.
It's up to you.
You can do what you want.
You do what you want with it, yeah.
Honky Tonk Man, I know what he would do with it. All right, I see where we are with that. Wes at Kamiki Picks Photography helping us out, too. Jim Beam, The Exchange, and much, much more. You can find a full list of sponsors at thewolfrocks.com, but woo-wee, this is going to be a time tomorrow night.
Oh, man, blood's going to flow like wine, Ed.
Was that his line?
Yeah.
Okay. Whose line was it?
Honky Tonk Man.
He's a Honky Tonk Man.
He's a Honky Tonk Man.
He's a Honky Tonk Man.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.